Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Cookie from Geek Squad Customer Care. If you can take a look at two different orders with me, please.
Okay, and what's the external number?
06, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, C as in Cat, 456.
Okay, just a moment. Now, are these orders for the same customer, or do we need to look at these one at a time?
Yes, ma'am. One at a time, same customer.
Okay. Can I get that other order number?
Okay, give me one moment.
No problem. It's just if I can have them both pulled up, it's going to make it easier to decipher whatever's going on here.
All right, let's see. One moment, Misty. Which would I just give you?
The 06FAC456.
All right, let me see. I wish we can do that. We got both orders at the same time. We can't do that here.
Oh.
All right, so it would be 06, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, C as in Cat, 3, A as in Apple, 1.
All right. Okay, and this is for Jonathan Ash in Canton?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm looking at the notes here. So it looks like the first ticket that you gave me with the OTR, it's showing completed with no issues. Then the second ticket with the cooktop has some notes on it. It is showing rep called in and stated customer wants to know about the gas being on the right side per the team mentioned. He said he's having someone come out tomorrow to do the mods. So they've emailed the service provider, let him know that he's getting his countertops modified. However, he stated that the team mentioned something about the gas being on the right side. It says, can someone reach out to this customer so that he can have this information when the person comes out? And then at 5:25, so, and this was on the 29th, mind you, it says the response from the service provider was, I will contact the customer to make sure they are clear. So now we're on the 30th. They should have gotten a contact from the service provider. Have they not yet?
They haven't heard from anyone.
Okay. It's highly likely that they're not going to hear from that service provider until later this evening after they've completed the route. Now, the phone number that we have here is 330-834-1990.
Yes.
Okay.
The service provider will give the customer a call after they finish all of the routes?
I mean, I wouldn't expect them to be giving them a call last night, and then they have their routes to complete today. So typically they will reach out either usually Sunday on their off day when they're making the schedules for the following week. I mean, I'm happy to send another, you know, message to the service provider advising that the customer is still waiting to hear back. But I can imagine just what's going on with the timing on this is that they got back to them yesterday evening, and then this morning we're loading up at 7 a.m. and we'll likely be reaching out after that. But again, I can forward another request to the service provider over to let him know that the customer is still waiting on his phone call.
Okay, the only information that he gave me is that when they came for the cooktop, excuse me, that they said the hoses was too short.
Okay.
And they left it as that. They never told him anything about he needs to go purchase a hose, one that's longer. He said he just found that out just now. He would have done that. So he was upset about that. As far as the microwave, he stated it's not exhausting. He went outside to check, and he stated the... Let's see if I can get this right because I'm not an installer. The external is not connected to the internal, so it's not exhausting at all. So they need to come back out there and redo that.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Microwave.
I'm just writing this down.
Sure.
bear with me. What I have to do is basically create a new order here for the service call for the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Best Buy install Cleveland. And store number 723. I'm sorry, this is the longest part here. She's getting all the information on the new ticket. Ohio and 44708. Copy. And email. Okay. Ready date would be today. What's it doing? There we go. And then requesting a service call advising that the external venting is not connected to the internal, causing the OTR not to vent outside properly.
I'm going to go back to him just to let him know that.
Well, bear with me just a second because I'm about to give you some dates.
Oh.
So then you can go back to him with some dates and see what works.
Okay.
There we go. So we do have the 3rd, which is Wednesday, from 7 to 1 and 12 to 8, and then the 4th, 5th, 6th, beyond that, the 9th and the 10th.
Okay.
We have morning and afternoon for all of those dates. Except for the 10th, we only have morning.
I'm sorry, the 3rd between 7 and 1?
Yes, that is available.
What is the day after that?
Then we have the afternoon, and then we have morning and afternoon on the 4th, morning and afternoon on Friday the 5th, morning and afternoon. Excuse me, just afternoon on Saturday the 6th, then on the 9th, morning and afternoon, and then on the 10th, we have a morning.
Okay.
If you wanted to check
the
3rd
is
7
to 1.
Mm-hmm.
The 4th is 7 to 1 or the morning and afternoon.
No, they're all morning and afternoon except for Saturday the 6th and the 10th.
Okay.
And there's just nothing on the 7th or 8th.
Okay. And as far as the cooktop, I'm just confused.
Well, the service call, this is for the OTR. We would create a whole new order for that. As far as the cooktop is concerned, I basically just have to get another communication over to the service provider asking them to reach out and clear up the issue since they didn't provide it to us to provide to the customer. But the service call is a separate issue if there's an issue with the microwave ventilation.
So you would have to get in touch with the service provider in order to see what we can do about resolving that issue.
Right, as far as the cooktop is concerned, but the microwave, we're scheduling
yes.
a service call.
Right. Okay, give me one moment. Let me get back with you.
No problem.
Hello, Rebecca.
Yes, ma'am.
I was explaining to him about the cooktop. He's just not trying to hear anything I'm saying about that. Is it okay for him to speak with you? You probably explained it to him better than what I can do. But I did tell him that you need to contact the service provider in order to resolve this issue.
Right, and I'm not going to be able to contact him before. I mean,
right.
I'm sending him an email asking him to reach out to the customer.
Right.
I don't have any further.
Speak with the client.
I really don't have any further information to give to them, and I'm still working on getting the service call set up.
Right. And I just got to explain it to him what you told me, but I guess he figured by him speaking to you, something's
going
to change.
Well, he can speak to me.
No,
I mean, nothing's
not.
Going to change, but he can speak to me after we get the service call set up. Did he tell you what date he needs them to come back out for the OTR?
Yes. He said the third would be fine.
Okay. Morning or afternoon?
7. Morning.
Okay.
He was just wondering why the same people can't come out and do something to his cooktop while they're out there with the microwave.
Well, actually, there's been EPA regulations updated where we can't do those mods like we used to. So
yeah.
That would be a big reason. Okay, so this is the order number for the service call.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 06, F as in Frank, D as in David, 497, D as in David. Now, if he's cussing or yelling, I will hang up in his face, just FYI, after warning him
not
to cuss or yell. Okay.
I understand that, sweetheart. I wish we can hang up, but we cannot hang up on anybody.
I'm able to if they curse at me.
That is so nice. I wish it was the same here. Okay, so you said 06, mm-hmm. F as in Frank, D as in door, 497.
D as in door.
Okay.
And that's scheduled for the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And then bear with me just a moment because I'm still getting this email over regarding the request for contact.
Of course.
So how did he find out he was going to need to buy new hoses if he didn't speak to the service provider?
He said they just said, hey, these hoses are too small and just left. They didn't say he needed bigger hoses or long hoses or nothing. But he had to call in and spoke with someone. I can't remember who it was, but he said that they the one told him that, oh, yeah, you need a longer hose.
Okay.
He
well,
said, well, he would have.
If he wants to speak to somebody with some actual power, I can give you the customer service number along. Because this is the tech line that you're reaching here. You're not reaching corporate home office.
Right.
So if he calls 866.
So can the client have that number?
Yes. So if he calls 866-494-0101, that number, like it goes here after hours. It goes here after hours, and it also goes here when they are, when they're full, their call queue is full over there. But what I was going to suggest is that he speak to someone on Monday, because if he calls prior to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that will route over here, or excuse me, to corporate home office in Marietta.
Okay, so he's in Ohio.
Right, so that's typically Eastern Standard Time, which is the same as Marietta hours.
Ohio Eastern Time?
Yes.
Right now, it's 3 o'clock here and 4 o'clock there.
Right.
So he would have to call after 5?
No, he would need to call Monday prior to 5 p.m. so that he could reach corporate home office. The earlier the better, honestly. They open at 7 Eastern Standard Time, and they're open until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on weekdays.
Okay, call before 5 p.m.
Yes, that's before they start routing, because they have most of their staff leaves at 5, so they start routing the calls to this call center after 5 p.m. on Monday through Friday.
Okay.
I mean, just a second. Just getting the service call information completed. All right, and sorry, I've just got to add the notes from the original order to the service call. Created for order. Okay, and then the email I was working on while I was creating the service call was regarding the cooktop. It's letting them know that you called on behalf of the customer who is advising that the customer is upset that no one has reached out to him. I advise that it was likely due to them being in the field today, and please reach out to this customer as soon as possible to discuss his cooktop mods in more detail.
Okay.
And let me get the service provider on that. I need to send one regarding the service call. Okay, copy. Okay, good. Excuse me. Ash, Ohio, service call, OTR not venting properly. Created 4020/2021. Excuse me. All right. So the service call is created and scheduled. The technician has been emailed. If you need to bring the customer on the line, you may do so.
Oh, okay. Give me one moment. Hold on.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, sir? Jonathan?
Yes.
Yes, I do have Rebecca on the line that you request to speak with. She's going to explain to you in as much as she can regarding the issue with the cooktop. We do have you set up for the microwave on the 3rd between 7 a.m. to 1. We are clear about that. Is that correct?
Yes, 7 to 1. That'd be great.
Okay. And she would speak with you further regarding the cooktop issue.
Hi, sir. My name is Rebecca with XPO. So I have...
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm showing here in the notes here that the service provider was requested to reach out to you yesterday. Now, they are currently in the field completing the Saturday route and would likely not be reaching out to you until after that route is complete. But I have sent them another email advising that you're requesting that they reach out to you. So it's gotten from both the first person.
Yeah, I was told that they'd reach.
I was just going to say the first person that you spoke to.
Yeah, I was told they'd reach out to me last time.
I apologize. So the first person that you spoke to was at corporate, so I don't have any way to access any email that she may have sent to that technician. Yeah. But I can tell you that at that point in the evening, you're likely not to get a call back until Sunday, because they go to sleep early to Saturdays are their heaviest days, because it's most people's off days.
Yeah, because I was told I would receive a call back yesterday at the end of business.
Right, but I can't speak for that agent.
I have somebody. Okay, I have somebody coming Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Can we put on that work order to install the cooktop as well?
I mean, it would be something that would have to be rescheduled through Best Buy. I don't understand why it's not.
That's what I'm doing right now.
We're
XPO. I don't think here. I don't know what XPO means.
We handle the third-party complex installs for Best Buy, but Best Buy sends us the orders pre-scheduled. The only orders that we can create here are service calls on previously handled installations.
Are you sending me an installer or are you sending me a repair person?
We're sending you the installer that came out for the original installation. They have to fix their work if there was an issue with their work.
That's on Wednesday.
Yes.
That's on Wednesday.
Yes.
Well, perfect. I would assume they can look at the cooktop if you put that in there and finish the cooktop order if I have the opening bigger. And let's hope they didn't want me to do anything on the gas line. That's why I'm calling, because they sort of said it. They didn't give us any indication or what we needed to do. So I'll tell you what, can they just take a peek at the cooktop at that day?
I'm sure that won't be an issue.
Can we put that
sir.
In on the work order? Perfect.
Yes.
That's all I wanted.
That shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, so from 7 to 1, they are going to be here on this Wednesday. The same installer?
It should be the same installation company. I don't know if they're going to send out the same exact team that came out there, but it will
okay.
be the same service
okay.
provider. And you will get a call on Tuesday with your time frame for that service call. But, again, I did request via
okay.
email that they reach out to you to discuss the cooktop in more detail via phone before Wednesday.
Perfect. Okay, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for speaking with me here at XPO. You take care.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you.